You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Hello, Soul Sister. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life. Today, I have this feeling that this could become a rant. I'm not sure. So brace yourselves. No, actually, you know what? Prepare yourselves to hear some truth today, as always. But today, this is a really hot topic. Today, we're talking about this. Stand up, women. That's right. Stand up, women. And right now, you are one of those women. So I'm going to say stand up, woman. Today, I was getting ready to do a podcast and I went on my computer and, you know, Facebook was open. So I saw this post from a dear soul sister of mine. Loved it, but didn't love the content, but loved the fact that she was speaking up, meaning I didn't love the content because it was one of those stories that we've all heard them or been a part of them, a story about sexual harassment. And women around the globe, you know what this feels like. We all have our own story about it, but I can tell you I have yet to meet a woman who hasn't been objectified at some level by a man. Now, this is not an anti-man campaign whatsoever. This is going to be truth spoken to you from a woman, from a woman's perspective, but also, I believe, from a human's perspective, because at some level, we must begin to get really clear and really honest with ourselves about what we are tolerating. You know, everyone says, oh yeah, you know, we must tolerate. No, we don't have to tolerate anything. I'm telling you, women around the globe, women sipping on life, stop tolerating what you do not desire. Stop accepting what you do not desire. Stop tolerating it. And when things happen that are outside of your control, don't just stand up against something. Stand up for something and stand up for yourself. So this is how the soul story went down. So I got really fired up. Of course, I posted and, you know, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. You know who you are, dear soul, for posting this on Facebook. But I know all y'all have your stories. And so continue to speak up and stand up. So basically what she said was, when she was probably in her early 20s, she went to work and in New York City, was working at a hotel at a concierge-like desk in the hotel lobby. And a gentleman from her high school, one of the teachers, one of the educators at her high school, came walking in and was like looking her up and down and actually told her to stand up. She stood up. And he then proceeded to ask her to turn around. And, you know, she was young. She was very young at that time. And so, as she said, you know, as bad as it felt, she didn't really know what to do. So she turned around. And now she's saying, hey, you know what? We don't have to stand up. Ladies, we do not have to stand up. And I agree with her. I know what she's saying. But I came back and said, yeah, you know what? We can sit if we choose, or we can stand up. But guess what, my dear? You do not have to turn around. We do not have to turn around. We don't have to go back. We don't have to back down. We can stand up and stand up for something. Stand up for something. Now, this is not always easy to do, especially if you're with somebody that has a lot of power. But let me tell you, you, my dear, I'm going to remind you of your fierce tiger, your fierce lion that is within you, that fierce nature of who you are, that woman, that place of truth and that place of power. I want you to think about connecting with her right now in this moment when I tell you this. No matter who is asking you to do this, that, or the other, again, not always easily done, maybe easier said than done, because I'm not talking about women who've been victimized. You know, we've all had situations where we could wear the victim hat and we could wear the victim label, and in many, many cases have been victimized, okay? I'm not taking away from that. And my heart is absolutely empathetic. And I stand with any woman or any human that's ever been victimized. It's not okay. It'll never be okay. And quite honestly, the perpetrators, like, there's no excuse. There's absolutely no tolerance for that kind of behavior and that kind of thinking. But what I'm saying to you is, the next time you're in an uncomfortable situation, you must dig deep within the powerful, fierce nature of your soul and not necessarily stand up to fight against something, but to stand up and fight for something, to fight for who you are. And every single day that we as human beings get up, we must fight for who we are. Today's the day. Today's the good. Today's the great day. But you know what? Today, more than ever before, we must stand for what we believe. And it is a fight every day, because there are messages more now than ever before. Being in this information age, let me tell you, if you don't know who you are, the world will tell you who you are, and it will lie to you. That's right, my dear. It will lie to you. And it is time that we as women stand up, that we do not turn around, that we do not go back. We do not back down, but we stand back up. We step into the truth about who we are, the truth about who you are, my dear, the truth about who you are individually and corporately. As women, as sisters around the globe, we must stand for truth. We must stand for the love that is not only in us, but is us, is we are the love. You know what I'm saying? Like, the power that's in you is also the power that is you. When you tap into the power that is in you, you tap into the power that is you. And you are a lovely, I'm going to get choked up. You are a lovely creation. You are a divine design. And there is no one or nothing that can hold you down. And we don't have to fight against. We can fight for. And when we begin to fight for truth, and we continue to do that day in and day out, and we fight for the truth that is in our soul, we step into who we are and who we are designed to be, and we become who we are becoming, with no one and nothing standing in the way that will stand in the way for long. There will be plenty of things that come up, plenty of situations that arise to cause us to actually detour. But a detour is very different than a dead end. And if you have to go around it, go around it. If you have to go through it, go through it. If you have to go under it, go under it. If you have to go over it, go over it. But you know what, my dear? You go through. And you keep going on your path of truth. You keep going on your path called your life, the life that you desire, with passion and purpose. And do it by design. Stand up, my dear. Do not stay seated. Do not stay quiet. You step into and stand up, and you speak up. And for every woman that has ever stood up and spoken when it wasn't comfortable to speak, for every victim that's ever stood up and said, I am going to tell my story, you have my most incredible, utmost respect. I honor you. I celebrate you. And I'm telling you, if more of us continue to stand together for truth, we can make a difference, because it is not easy. You know, people will say, well, if you stood up, you know, and you shared and you did this, then maybe other women wouldn't be victimized or objectified. The truth is, that's easy to say until you're that woman, that's been victimized. For anyone who's ever been victimized, I'm going to tell you today, take off the label of victim. We can undo what's happened, but we can do today with what we have before us to do today. And that is to tap into the power that is uniquely you, my dear, to speak up and to do that by showing up fully, authentically, genuinely, fully expressed and fully engaged in your life and speaking your truth. Show up, speak up, stand up, and to stand, not only stand up, but step into the life that is yours, the life that you're declaring and desiring right now, whatever that is for you, my dear. You declare it and you desire it, and you know what? You take command and you grab hold of it and you step into what it is that you desire to create and creatively begin to do that today, my dear. Do not back down. Do not let anyone, do not allow anyone else's opinion of you matter to you more than the opinion you have of yourself. As a woman, as a human, as a dear and powerful soul, created uniquely and divinely by God for such a time as this. Because you know what? If we continue to stand together in truth, and we continue to speak the truth, and we continue to creatively love and design and create and build and develop in the truth, it's the truth that sets us free. We will live in freedom, my dear. I'm so excited about that. I say to all of you out there today, own your voice. Own your voice and speak it with all of your heart and soul. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage with yourself, because today's Sacred Soul Step is this. I want you to think about a moment in your life where you have felt as though you didn't have a voice. I want you to think about that right now. And I want you to circle it. And I want you to declare right here and right now that you have found your voice. And you are going to speak your truth. You are going to continue to show up in that truth unapologetically, unashamedly, naked and unafraid, completely exposed and expressed in who you are. And expose what you need to expose in your life, my dear. Expose it by exposing yourself, your power, because you're holding power. I don't care how powerful right now, how powerful you feel, you're holding untapped power still within you. You're holding untapped and undiscovered power. It's time to uncover, discover, and completely express the power that is you, my dear. So do that for yourself today. And you know what? When you do that for yourself, you don't have to do it all by yourself. And guess what? We all benefit. So I say, on behalf of all of us, dear souls, women sipping a life on life from around the globe, thank you for being you and for being bold and courageous enough to be you, fully you. Oh my goodness, this has been a great day. This is a great day. I'm grateful. Thank you to all of you who are sharing, who are caring enough to share. Continue to share the message of truth that's in you, as well as the message of truth that's inspiring something within you. And I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.